When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
So I'm biased here, and I really don't care. I just have to be honest about this. I have a history with Sheldon Williams, a history of him being compassionate and considerate and giving and kind and making a difference. And so when he was appointed public safety director, he took a lot of crap from a lot of people, and I say, fine. But he's a man of integrity and honor who actually gives a damn. And we go way back to situations where we've had things happen in our families and grief and sorrow, and you rebound and you pray. And all those things bring him to a situation in Pittsburgh that needs prayer. Some people would say, sir, because I love when people say it's happening all over the country, and it is. But I don't give a damn about the rest of the country this morning. I'm concerned about Pittsburgh and public safety, as you are too, right?
Absolutely. And I'm not offended by that statement you just said. You know, I know that the dynamic is across the country. I take particular interest in what happens right here in Pittsburgh and its impact to Pittsburgh. And how do we come about to get to some positive result to address these issues?
Man, Sheldon, you know this. I'm talking to a guy who hears this stuff before I do. There's bad vibes out there from these takeovers. Mm-hmm. A bunch of teens beat the crap out of a girl in this new makeup store. 23 kids went into a Lululemon and took over. They took on your cops on the floor, throwing rocks and fireworks at them. Took over pools. Man, there's this, it's cancerous, sir, mm-hmm. and scaring the hell out of the community, is it not?
There are lots of levels of concern when it comes to these behaviors, these teen takeovers. And one would explain it, if you listen to the kids, they're talking about their need to be together in space and to socialize, and all that is not of concern. I want to qualify something when it comes to amount of kids who are massing in areas. We still have to be cognizant of pedestrian flow, vehicle flow, you know, and any of the other nuisances. Is it the right time of night? Is the noise, this, that, and the other? But kids gathering in space is not the problem.
No.
The problem is, and I've said it on your show before, is the behavior of the kids in the space, and then there's a requirement for us as public safety to address it. Now, some would want us to go in and just, you know, broad brush, go in and arrest and move kids out, and we couldn't do that, first of all, because we would have to qualify why somebody would be arrested or cited. But our public safety personnel are doing it in a very balanced way, and I appreciate what they're doing. Can we do more? We're navigating some of these aspects of what does enforcement look like and moving forward. But I got to tell you, Marty, our officers are waiting to provide proper public safety support when necessary. But it's becoming wearisome to have to constantly be the de facto chaperones and babysitters crazy. For some of these behaviors.
Well, you can't be everywhere, man.
Yeah, yeah. And our requirement is that the general public's safety, and I would also include the youth that are in some of these spaces. Some of these kids are not, you know, someone to categorize them as awesome criminals. We do have those elements, and we see that data based on the arrests and citations that we get. But the vast majority of the kids are gathering these places because they just want to socialize and be in that place. But there's a safety concern with them when certain behaviors start to emerge as well. So we have to take all this into consideration as we navigate this whole teen takeover or these gathering of teens in space.
Public Safety Director Sheldon Williams. So Todd Reedborn from Walnut Capital, player in this town, has billions invested in this town. In talking about what's happened with Target and East Liberty, we need to get a hold of these issues. Tomorrow is too late. I told the police chief that. I told Dan Gilman that. And if, here's what he said that's actually scary, would be the worst if Target closed. We can't have that message go out to our competitor cities. It's dangerous, isn't it, sir?
It's to a level where people are just as frustrated. And that's what you hear with this individual as well. Like, we're frustrated with some of the things that are happening. And I hope that through the frustration, through the fog of the frustration, we can get to some more solutions. And you had Chief Lando on. I know we've communicated. He's kind of conveyed the same message that I am saying right now as well. The way we have to do it is from, we have to have both the public safety and a community approach. Government can't supply all the needs necessary to handle this issue. It's not in the realm of possibility. We have to participate in that, but we can't bear the responsibility solely. What we're asking for is, there are things, people say kids need things to do and, you know, they need places to go. And we're trying in public safety to find the right linkages. Meaning we're looking at the network of some of these capabilities. We have parks and recs that we are responsible for, but there are a lot of community groups and other organizations, community organizations that have provisions for kids. Can we network them in such a way that we can start directing these kids to those spaces? Can
yeah, well, my man, and I get that, and yeah. I hear that rhetoric, and I'm fine with that. But I made a list of 40 things kids could do today. Come on, man.
It's not an absence of things
and
to
so
do.
And so this notion that if Johnny can't go swimming, he's going to go break a window at Target. It doesn't make sense, sir, right? Ostensibly.
There's not a direct link just to that.
These are bad kids with bad intentions, the one doing this stuff.
The portion, I mean, again, with kids, I do think that there are components inside these groupings that influence other behaviors.
Which gets me back to what we discussed, because we've been at this a long time, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when they took on the gangs,
mm-hmm.
back in the day when they took on the drug leaders, the Jamaican gangs, they took out their leaders. Why not take out the leaders, put them somewhere, and make this thing stop fast?
Yeah, I don't disagree with the surgical approach that you're saying.
Yeah.
And that's just some of the things that we are trying to do. When we identify, and we have the data to support some of the arrests and citations that our officers have made.
Yes, sir.
Whenever they get introduced into the legal system, right, then there's a responsibility that others have to come along. Are we going to hold them accountable? Do we have a place to put them? Are they going to be subject to the right accountability?
Can't be released in an hour to mommy.
It's a problem when we have people who are back out on the streets, some of them, who still have ankle monitors on in and around the same space.
And 23 felonies.
And multiple arrests sometimes in a short period of time. That is part of the problem, and a part that public safety, Pittsburgh public safety, doesn't have maximum control. And that's why we have to link arms with those other elements, that they understand the severity of the problem and that we all come together to resolve it. If we get to that surgical part, you said, I want to be able to identify that to limit the amount of influence. And if there's that portion of the youth who are doing that level of criminal activity, there has not been any hesitancy from our personnel in trying to make sure that the public's safe.
Oh, your guys have been, they've been kicking ass.
Yeah.
Couple things I mentioned to you in some texts. Has there been any discussion of a curfew, sir?
So curfews themselves are, you know, we are not, they're always in discussion
when
we talk about curfews and navigating them. People ask about that. And I want to qualify something too.
Yeah.
We distinguish curfews from chaperone policies.
I get it. Yeah.
Some people conflate the two.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there are chaperone policies that's determining how people participate in certain spaces. And one of those is you have to have a chaperone. So they want to make sure that no unsupervised kids don't have somebody to be responsible for behavior. So that's a chaperone policy. Curfew somewhat different. Takes a, there's a lot of components. Where are we going to put the kids? Who's going to watch the kids? Are the parents going to pick up the kids? What's the next steps after they've been cited for curfew? What's the follow-on process? And then we look at it, too. And we're not saying that at some point, is this something we may have to go to? But we haven't moved to just curfews because there are so many components to it if we were to enact one or to think about it. And right now, the administration's stance at this point is to not move towards curfew, but it could be part of conversations in the future as we navigate it, as we walk through all these other components.
What's your, Sheldon Williams, public safety director, what's your take on activists who sent out an email today suggesting all of this is racist? All of this is biased. And in essence, sir, you're picking on and going after black teens.
I categorically object to that sentiment. And I say that in not trying to protect the personnel. If that was ever to occur, this administration would be able to, would be out front trying to address that. We have not seen that. Where we have with some of that biased opinion when it says that, it doesn't help the situation. No one's targeting the youth because of the demographic or the ethnic makeup. It has always been about the behavior. Doesn't matter who's conducting it in that space. It's always been about the behavior. And what I would like to level set, if people would, let's work with the facts and let's qualify the facts. If they want to dispute maybe some of the behavior, let's walk through and see some of that. Let's watch the tape together. Let's look at some of the citations and the arrests. Let's walk through that data. And if we're standing on the same level of facts, then we can move towards solutions. So if they're just going to base their perspectives on just bias and project that, we have not seen that. There's nothing material there that would suggest that. And we are very sensitive. And that's why I said our public safety personnel have been very balanced in their approach.
Can you hang for a minute, sir?
I certainly can.
Sheldon Williams, right back.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Life-saving, literally, life-saving, life-changing information, UPMC. It's amazing what's happened. I jumped the gun. Shocking. What's happened is there are several things that have happened because I've been around this for more than 30 years. I've been a cop reporter in L.A. and Dallas and Pittsburgh. I've seen this movie before. I saw it with Jamaican drug gangs. I did. I saw it with Haitian gangs when I lived in Miami. At some point, there's going to have to be some sort of intense enforcement. Otherwise, the Kumbaya moments, Sheldon Williams, don't really have the impact. I respect and admire the groups that say we need a task force and kids need to pray and we need to love our children. Fine. But at some point, sir, we're going to have to be some hardcore, heavy enforcement. Fair?
It's fair to say this, that because we have a scale of behavior.
Yes, sir.
We have some immediate, when we have some kid with a gun or is armed or has committed assault or whatever that behavior on the more egregious end, we do have some ways of at least responding to that. If I come down the scale, what we're struggling with is some of the more nuisance disruptive behavior.
Yes, yes.
And even if we had a citation, how do we hold that individual responsible with just a citation? The courts don't honor the citation. And I will say there's a problem. I will readily admit with this, if they're going to do community service, because our juvenile system is meant to rehabilitate, right, children, and mostly. But even if we were to do that, kids need to be held accountable to a degree. So there's some brokenness in that system. When you say we need to come a little more firmly, we have to be able to develop a way where kids can be held accountable.
And the public wants that.
Certainly.
Yeah.
What we are seeing, and as I'm engaged in community, the sentiment broadly is people are becoming more and more frustrated, and they're supportive of something being done.
Yes, sir.
And I want to capitalize on that sentiment. One, it brings people to the conversation to help us to problem solve. But hopefully that we have that level of energy that we can then develop ways that we can positively impact this behavior. And again, I'm looking at ways that hold kids accountable for the behaviors that they do. And how do they feel the consequence of those behaviors? Because that's what's going to change. If they don't feel that, there's no consequence. Next week after that, they'll return to the behaviors.
My man, that's how I grew up.
Yeah,
that's how we are. I did it until I was... Someone grabbed me by the throat, my father.
Yeah.
I just did.
And, you know, for someone in the development of kids, you know, they have to understand what are boundaries, what are the permissions, and what are the consequences. That's about growing. And if we're not giving that for kids, then we're failing them as well. And so that's broadly, I mean, even in child development, that they need to understand some of these things as they're progressing through the development stages. So when we have these behaviors, I want to apply the same standard.
Like, I want to play something for you. Trevin, pull up the clip with the kids at the pool. The one, you know what I'm talking about. I want him to hear something cool. And I want, tell me when you have it ready. I want, because he doesn't have headset on. I want, there are actually some cute things happening from this. And cute's a word, but you'll understand. Tell me when you're ready. All right. Listen to this, sir.
Clear of MCV on paperwork. Show me going around to Bloomfield Pool for a pool check.
5:10, Dave.
5:10.
Just know there's going to be about approximately 40 juveniles here from a ministry. So we're going to be code 4.
So... My point is, you guys roll up, it's wonderful kids, 40 of them from a ministry, having a great time at a pool. My point is, They're not all derelicts. It's not all mayhem, sir.
Yeah. And may I point out, too, that's a great example. And that's why I said we have to be very surgical in our approach. We want to make sure we determine that if there's a problem, we properly address it. No dismissing that we do have, have had some issues at pools. Yeah. But I want to point out one specific incident that happened. There was a team takeover that was planned for a particular pool. We were getting ahead of it with our intel and stuff and starting to get our response. Let me tell you what happened. Community partners came out.
Oh, wow.
And not dispatched by us. They self-dispatched. They were putting out and they said, hey, let us come up to that space. Let us get involved.
Was this Carrick?
This was actually, I think, Highland Park.
Yeah.
It was Highland Park. Mm-hmm. And so I told our community affairs, Cornell Jones, our assistant director of community affairs, who has a lot of credibility with those groups. I said, I'm going to capitalize on that. That they were willing to come in to step in. One, they were from the communities. They knew they had contact. And that's the very thing that I'm talking about. Like, and then that day, there weren't many issues that day.
Do you have enough people? Because all your cops say they don't have enough. All your cops tell me this.
Well, and I'm very appreciative of that. We graduated two classes. We have another class that's coming up in August. We are making great strides and making sure we have the adequate amount of resources. But I will tell you, as the public safety director, one of the things that I'm pained with is having to send resources to the very topic that we're talking about, where I could have my police officers respond in other ways. So I want to be able to resolve this issue so that police officers can be out there doing what they need to do.
Social media is a loaded gun, sir. These kids want attention. They derive attention by this and then set examples for other kids to do the same thing. It's scary, isn't it?
And sometimes it's monetized.
Yes, sir.
You know, so as many clicks and likes that they get, which brings more sensationalism to why they want to do this. And sometimes the provocative things that they do is because it drives traffic to their pages because it's monetized. It's a problem. The youth know it. They want to be known. They want to be seen. They want their videos to be liked and stuff like that. And the instant gratification that we get from that, that they get from that, also complicates our issue.
What's your message to these kids and their parents, sir?
Yeah, so I mean, the kids themselves, that I hear from some kids that they feel like, with just what you said, that you know, we want to target the kids, not targeting any kid. Kids are part of our community. You've heard me say it on this show before. But I want them to have responsible behavior when they're out and about. That's what I would say to them. Parents should really know where their kids are. As they become, you know, growing, as they grow through their teen years, there may be more autonomy. But we have kids as young as 8 sometimes on our streets. That's irresponsible to
have kids. Had a 12-year-old break into a gun store.
It's irresponsible to have kids that late at night out at that age. So I need parents to make sure they're aware of their kids. And also I'm asking for those who want to participate with public safety, come join hands with us, come link arms, help us to resolve the issue where you can. We're going to do our job. I need the community to do theirs as well.
My man, it's always a pleasure, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Sheldon Williams.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere,
create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know, what would you folks do? We've been talking about this all morning because it's really pertinent and relevant. I don't really care what's happening in California or St. Louis or Tampa or Miami. I care what's happening in Pittsburgh. And the team takeover is more than just a nuisance. It's a cancer. And what it's done is it creates this element of fear throughout the city. And we got word that some of the major players, both downtown and in East Liberty, are thinking about leaving because they're tired of it. The takeovers, the violence. Patrick, what's the big makeup store where the teens invaded, tried to beat Sephora?
Sephora.
It was brand new store, right?
Yeah, brand new, right behind the new Market District.
Right there in the same area of East Liberty, right?
Yeah, just a couple blocks down. Right where the old Giant Eagle was, where they redid that whole complex.
And I know Patrick knows this. They literally went into that. They went into the bathroom. There was an employee in there. They tried to beat her to death with a sign. I mean, it's that.
Yeah, they followed her in from the bus stop.
Patrick, how many teens invaded the Lululemon in Shadyside last week? Was it 13 at one time?
It was somewhere around there, yeah. A whole swarm.
A whole. And then.
And that's what they do.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's this massive group that says, let's just go and take over, right?
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing. I mean, we've seen it all over the country. Now we're seeing it more here.
Yeah.
A bunch of them just get together. They swarm and run into a place. They all grab something and run.
What's happened is there's this element of fear of this happening. And then there's a very progressive movement suggesting this is all racist and you're picking on these kids. This is from the Allegheny County African American Elders Council, the teen sweeps, the Market Square curfew, pool lockouts, pepper spray exposure of minors, It's all racist and biased. Restricts youth during the exact times they naturally gather, travel, and socialize. I'm reading what they sent. They target normal youth activity times. They restrict movement in a public square. They create unequal enforcement patterns. Okay? They increase police youth contact without cause. They disproportionately impact black youth. They lack transparency, legal grounding, and community input. So the message to the community from these folks is that it's all racist and that these kids are being picked on. To which Sheldon Williams said, come on down to the office. We'll show you the tape. It's right there. I can't tell you how much we've reported on this madness. At one point, Patrick, the CVS downtown was getting hit 10 times a day. Was it 10? Right?
It was probably somewhere in that range, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's all day long.
Yep. All day long. I'm amazed they're still open. Most of the stuff in that store now is on lockdown.
I have emails
behind glass, under lock and key.
Massive fight inside Capitol Grill last week, inside the restaurant. I have emails from a Market Square business. The guy says, I've lost half my staff. I've lost half my revenue. I'm a couple days from shutting it down. So this notion that this is some illusion created by a racist police department is flat out wrong. At some point, folks are going to have to say, we got to find a way to stop this madness because it's bad. And there are various plans being discussed, but my phone, as it's blowing up from various law enforcement personnel, is they better do something fast because people are going to leave. One of my boys who is deeply connected, I've talked with several business owners in East Liberty. They're looking for alternative locations. This isn't the I Hate Pittsburgh talk show. This is me telling you the damn truth. We can go all day long about the wonder of it all, about what Pittsburgh is doing right, or we can tell the truth. This is a cancer. And if you don't aggressively treat the cancer dies, the patient dies. And if you start losing major players, Target, East Liberty, Target, downtown, if they walk away, the message is Pittsburgh isn't safe for big business. And Target is big business. Target is incredibly important to the message of job building that Pittsburgh's trying to convey. I have had my daughters run from Target in East Liberty. They would head over there from Pitt because they were afraid. I've had friends in East Liberty watching people robbed. I've had cops who had rocks thrown at them on the 4th and fireworks shot at them on the 4th. This notion that somehow this whole takeover business is a delusion. No. No, it's happening. And it's real. And someone better wrap their arms around it fast or we're done. You're going to have folks saying, I'm getting the hell out of here. And here's what else has happened. Talking to nurses. Guy was in the hospital. Three nurses. They will not buy a house in the city of Pittsburgh. They're going to Butler, Washington County, moving from Mount Washington in the south side. Why? Enough is enough. We better get our act together before the curtain closes, and we have no way to fix it. But I think we can do this. But it has to start today. There are a bunch of arson investigators at the fire scene in Mount Washington. Massive. I want to thank everyone for sending me videos. Very important part of this show. Very important part. We are going to set up a process here in the next couple of weeks where we are going to pay folks for videos that we use. All right, we'll let you know. It's going to be an easy process. We use PayPal, blah, blah, blah. But the arson folks are at the scene right now. They don't know if it's arson yet. That's why they're there. They have to wait till stuff cools off. And I don't know if you watch the local news, but they have, they're pouring water on that old church. What was it, more than 100 years old? Early this morning. I want to talk about the guy they grabbed last night. It's kind of odd. I want you to hear this clip from last night. Listen.
All right, the person who 25 has detained right now is considered a suspect in this fire. Arson is aware.
Copy.
388, just for situational awareness, this person tried to enter the fire, was stopped by fire, and then subsequently detained by us.
So, let me be clear. Just because you heard on a police scanner that he's a suspect in the fire, that means nothing about him being involved in that fire at all at this point. There are a significant number of arson investigators on the scene right now. We don't know what caused it, but they're really good in Pittsburgh, and we'll find out pretty soon. But I want to read about this. I want to mention about this guy. This is actually fascinating and a little odd. First of all, he had a pass for Anthrocom. What is it? The furry thing. He's from Idaho. Apparently, because he had the furry pass, I'm not picking on the furries. It's just odd that it appears as if he came in from Idaho to go to the furry convention last week. And the cops snatched him at this church a few days ago for trespassing. He trespassed. It says here on the 2nd. Okay? So last night, so he's in for the furry convention. It appears as if somehow he finds this church and somehow decides to camp out in this church. His name is Colton Norwood. According to cops, he ran through the hose lines last night and the fire scene directly toward the building that was on fire. Crazy. The cops gave him verbal commands to stop, get away. He stated, I want to look at the fire. Okay. He was put in handcuffs and escorted to a safe area. They asked him his name. He said, Tyler. He lied. Asked for his last name. He said, do I have to? They told him he was being detained for obstructing operations. Asked for his name again. Turned away from the cops. He provided a false name to law enforcement. He was trespassed, as I said, on July 2nd. He has a history of violent tendencies, resisting arrest, and assault and battery involving cops. So he's dangerous. He has a non-extraditable warrant out of Boise, Idaho, for specific charges, assault. All right? He's in jail this morning. All right? Again, we are not suggesting he started the fire. But he apparently was squatting in that building. As Patrick suggested this morning, maybe he was running to look inside because his stuff was in there. I mean, I can connect the dots. What's weird about the human condition is that we can connect the dots and suggest this young man came here from Idaho to go to the furry convention and decided to shack up in an abandoned church, and now he's at the center of a massive investigation and charged with several crimes, and he's in jail. We'll stand. There are arson people on that scene right now. As soon as they know, we will know. It's a big, big, big deal.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.